Hi, and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep, and we're talking this month about what makes us spiritually strong at home. And when Marion G. Romney, an early leader in the LDS Church, got called to that position, he understandably felt really overwhelmed and inadequate to the task at hand, and he asked his friend Harold B. Lee, another leader in the church at the time, for his advice on what he could do to feel more confident and capable. And this is what he said. Harold B. Lee said, "If you are to be successful, you will need to be inspired. You will need to receive revelation. I will give you one piece of advice. Go to bed early and get up early. If you do, your body and mind will become rested, and then in the quiet of those early morning hours, you will receive more flashes of inspiration and insight than at any other time of the day." So this is a concept that is really, really hard for me. I'm not a morning person, per se, but my friend Nat Harward is. And he is a healthy lifestyle consultant, a marketer, a triathlete. He runs a podcast and likes to remind people to be sure they have a great time in all that they do. And he's here with us today to talk about something he posted online a few weeks ago, which is he posted his early morning routine and his nightly routine. And for the last 2 weeks, I have been trying really hard to follow it, not perfectly, but I have noticed a change in my energy levels and my mood. And so we have Nat here in the studio today to talk about this experience with us. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me, Charlotte.
Yeah. So how did you get to a point in your life when you knew you wanted to follow a pretty structured early morning routine?
Well, like most things, I'd say it's been an evolution. The year that I trained for my first Ironman, which was 2014, I started out with my sleep habits at the time really being a wreck. And I wanted to shift that because I knew to train well, I was going to have to be sleeping better. So I reached out to a friend who has really, really good sleep habits and said, "I need some help." And with her help and just experimenting with some things, I eventually got to the point where I started going to bed within the same 30-minute window at night. So I just said, no matter what, I'm getting in bed between midnight and 12:30. Like, that's just what I'm doing. It doesn't matter how much more work there is or whatever else I want to do. Like, that's what I'm going to do. And then I made a lot of changes to my diet to manage energy intake and spend throughout the day a lot better. So that stuff helped a lot. And just before I did the Ironman, a good friend of mine said something that really, really stuck with me. And he said, radical performance demands radical self-care. And that really, really struck me. I had felt that a bit while I was training. You know, I decided doing an Ironman is nuts and I don't want to fall apart. So when I heard that quote from my friend, radical performance demands radical self-care, I already had a sense of that because I realized, oh, like, I'm still in pretty good shape. I'm feeling really good for this Ironman and I have been treating myself well. So then that became more of a theme of like, okay, I've been doing that for myself physically. What about the other parts of myself? Mm-hmm. Like spiritually, emotionally, all those pieces, like, am I interested in amazing performance and am I taking care of myself as well there? Am I starting my day with someone else's agenda or am I starting it with mine? And I really think, like, everyone knows what I'm talking about, where you have those days and it just feels like you're reacting as soon as you wake up. Like, you wake up, you check your phone, you have a few texts already. You're like, why on earth were people sending me texts at 2 or 3 in the morning? Or you have some emails from someone at work and, you know, they sent them at 11 o'clock last night. And so immediately, you shift into this reactive mode rather than, well, what do I need to do today to take care of myself and move my life forward?
Yeah.
And so I really could start feeling the difference in how I felt at the end of the day and how my life felt overall on the days when I took that time for myself to do some things that were good for me before just jumping right into whatever came my way.
Yeah. And I've noticed that too, since following your routine that you had set up, because I'm totally used to just waking up, looking at my phone, checking social media, checking whatever.
Right.
And it just felt like I was starting off on a frantic note. Like I had to respond.
Exactly.
Had to take care of that problem. But really, you know, with the routine that I've been starting to follow, if you just take even a half an hour in the morning to read, to meditate, to pray, to kind of to work out or to just get yourself focused for your day, it goes so much smoother.
Exactly. I think like the other background theme there is just, you know, two approaches you can take to life. Is I kind of hinted at this before, is like, is my life set by someone else or is it set by me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of us really, some of us are more in touch with them, you know, than others, but all of us have things that we value, things that we prioritize, things that, you know, if we really are honest with ourselves and people ask us like, you know, what are the things you care about the most? Like, what's the most important stuff to you? Like, we all have a few things. And so the deal is like, if you live many, many days in a row and you don't serve those things, you don't move those things forward, then that there becomes this disconnect between the life that you're living and the things that you want your life to be about.
Mm-hmm.
And so the real magic of the morning routine is that you're giving yourself a pattern and a method to move some of those things forward,
mm-hmm.
and to orient like how the whole day goes based on what are the things that are important to me and do I make sure that those get served first, and then things that are lower on the priority chain get served lower on the priority chain.
Right. And that actually reminds me, one of the most profound things I think I've ever heard was from a televangelist.
Bring it on.
on TV. But they said, if you want something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done.
Exactly.
And I think along with that, you know, starting a new routine is great, but being consistent is also really key.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah, consistency is huge. You know, I've been training people since doing my first Ironman to help them do their first marathon or something like that. And I learned that lesson pretty fast, that the most important thing when working with a new client who hasn't had a really active lifestyle or they haven't been working out is consistency. It doesn't even matter like how hard they work or how fast they go or how much weight they push or whatever. For the first like 3 months, it's just that they take half an hour, 3 or 4 days a week to do something that is active, because then that lays a habit. And then on top of the habit, we can do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, consistency is huge.
So what do you think it is about the morning that really shapes the rest of your day? Why is it so important to be so productive and to start your day out really strong?
I think, again, why the morning matters, it's just the orientation of time and priority. You know, going to bed and waking up is like a reset button, in that we're finishing something and then we're starting something new. So just by the virtue of the fact that the morning is the first thing that we have in each new day, because it's the first thing, then the first things in our life then ought to go first.
Right. So if there is someone out there who has a really unhealthy lifestyle, they're not waking up early, not going to bed at a good time, not being physically active, but they want to change. So they mm-hmm. realize they have a problem, they want to change. Where's a good place for them to start?
That's a great question. A few things to think about. One is something that is really within the realm of effort. So something that you can do. Like if you're really at the beginning of the road, focusing on the result can be really challenging or even disheartening, because it may take a long time for that result to come about. And really, like, life isn't about finishing finish lines. It's about loving the process that gets you from where you are to a finish line, and then having the next finish line, then having the next one. So I'd have a goal or, you know, orient yourself around what you want to do about the thing that you're going to do, not like, oh, well, I hope that this outcome is going to happen.
Yeah. So just quickly then, I guess, walk us through what your morning looks like.
Sure. So the alarm goes off. I get up. I turn on all the lights in my bedroom, the room outside it, the bathroom, which is connected. And then I weigh myself. I drink a glass of water. I take supplements. Then I grab the book that I'm reading at the time, and I go and sit on the couch outside of my bedroom, and I first just sit and breathe and be still and quiet for 10 minutes, and I'll read for 10 minutes. And then on many mornings, I'll take some time to come up with 10 new ideas about anything. So There's this thought of creativity is like a mental muscle. And so if you want to be great at being creative, which I do for a number of reasons, both because challenges come up and I want to be able to think quickly and out of the box, and for also for my business and my work in consulting to have fresh ideas. So I flex my thinking and creativity muscle every day. So like one of those mornings, I'll think of what are like 10 lists or 10 topics of things I could think of ideas about. And then the next day with that first one, then I'll like say, okay, what are 10 ideas for this idea? And we'll just spend some time doing that. And then I jump online and look at the triathlon and running forum. I look for people who are asking questions. And if there's something I know from my experience that I can share with them, I'll do that. So I'll take 10 minutes to do that. And then I do some stretches for my hips that help me with running. I'll do some basic core strength exercises. So like sit-ups, push-ups, planks, 7 minutes on each of those, the core strength and the stretching. And then I'll work out. And then I'll come home, refuel myself, eat breakfast, and then shower and put on the clothes I'm going to wear to do work for the rest of the day. And then that's the morning routine.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for being here, Nat. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And I want to really encourage you who are listening to try waking up just a little bit earlier. Try praying, meditating, reading, and or exercising before diving into work or other responsibilities that you have throughout the day, and especially doing all that before you answer emails or social media requests. And I've noticed a huge shift in my mornings when I first pray and read and set goals for the day. But be sure to tell us how your morning routines are going by sending an email to mormonchannel@ldschurch.org. And our quote of the day is actually to continue the story of Marion G. Romney. So he took Harold B. Lee's advice of starting his day strong and early, and he said that from that day on, I put that counsel into practice, and I know it works. Whenever I have a serious problem or some assignment of a creative nature with which I hope to receive the influence of the Spirit, I always receive more assistance in the early morning hours than at any other time of day. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.